Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
That's Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler and Nick.
That's great. Good job, Richie. Yes, Adam Schefter. Tune of Jump by Van Halen. Joining us now, he's brought to you by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, oh my God, so funny last night. Can you please walk us through you doing the Lambo leap? What was going on behind the scenes? How'd you feel going into it? How you think you performed? As many details as you can about it, please bring us inside.
Well, I'll give you the full story, basically. Last Thursday, my producers called in and said, hey, how do you feel about doing the Lambo leap on Monday night? I'm like, okay, I'll try to do that. Let's see if we can get that done. I was nervous all weekend about it. We were doing Come On Man yesterday, and all I could think of in a segment that I love doing is, what the heck am I going to do? How am I going to get up on that wall? The wall is 6'1.5", and I'm 5'7.5".
Right.
The wall's taller than me. And I didn't know that I could do it. Adrenaline was pumping and raging like crazy. And it ended, and Randy Moss and Steve Young and Louis Riddick hit my chest and pounded me on the shoulder. And I ran, and I'm like, okay, let's just go do this. And I jump up onto the wall, and I found myself pulled up, sitting there, and I was like just clinging to life to not fall over the side of my... Like, because they weren't holding on to me, I wasn't up, and I'm like, oh, and I knew it was like 15 seconds I had to be on calendar four, and I'm like fighting to stay up, and I was overjoyed at the feeling, and I finally came down the show and did it, and I felt like glorious, victorious, like I did it, I conquered it.
Yeah.
And someone showed me the replay, and I'm like, oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Credit card hops, man. I mean, it was solid.
I'm like, that is embarrassing. Like, I jumped as high as I could, and I think it might have been an inch and a half.
You know, it's funny, too, because...
Now, I will say this. I was terrified that I was going to tear my Achilles or rip my groin or do something. I mean, I was terrified of that. Okay?
Right.
Did you practice? Did you get a practice in before that?
Zero practice.
No.
Zero.
So you were tight.
I mean, you were described on SportsCenter today, no vertical, obviously. Somebody said, was that really running? I heard that comment. And then the other was, he's up there like he's in a baby Bjorn. All by your colleagues, all of which were funny. But I was like, when I saw it, I was like, man, me and Adam trained together to run the Boston Marathon 1 year. You know what I mean, Adam? I'm like,
yeah, D-Mac, let me remind you, that was 16 and a half years ago, okay? 16 and a half years ago, I was 36 years old, 35 maybe.
Right.
Okay, I'm 52, I'll be 53 in December, okay?
Hey, Adam, let me tell you, I don't think I could have, look, I'm not ragging you at all. I think it was awesome. I could not have done any better, and I was just thinking of the days when both you and I were in much better shape.
I would have just sat down personally.
still,
it was embarrassing to watch it. I honestly thought, look, if I did it, like, wow, that had to be pretty cool. Like, I got up there.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I did not get up there.
Well, listen, I thought it's a great bit. It was, everybody's having fun, not, you know, laughing at you with you. So I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was really great. I think it's fun that you're doing some fun stuff these days. You know, are you enjoying sort of that role on ESPN?
I love that stuff. I mean, listen, if you can't laugh at yourself, what the heck, right?
Right.
And it is fun. It is enjoyable. And I'm so spastic that I think people kind of get a kick out of it. Like I said, you know, I'm trying to represent the old middle class white guy, you know, the old middle aged white guy.
Yeah, we've been so suppressed for so long. So thank God we have somebody to represent us. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Adam, busy couple days here, busy day, busy afternoon. Can you take us inside the trade with the Rams and the Ravens? What's going on with this one?
Yeah, they were talking. And it's interesting because the Rams put Aqib Talib on IR yesterday, and now they trade Peters. So, you know, we'll see. It's the kind of thing where basically the Rams are just getting some players now that they think are going to help. Everybody's wondering if this means the Rams are on Jalen Ramsey. And I definitely think that they've spoken to Jacksonville. I don't know that they can get him. I don't know that Jacksonville will trade him. But they've lost Talib. They've lost Peters. And you would say, well, wouldn't it figure that they would be in on Jalen Ramsey? So so we'll see how that plays out.
So Adam, we all sat and watched the Monday Night Football game. We had four major blown calls last night, and all four of those calls went against the Detroit Lions. If you're the NFL, knowing as though that's a primetime spot, Monday Night Football, what are they going to do to make sure that this situation doesn't happen again?
It's a situation where basically the league, the officiating is just in a bad spot. Teams are unhappy. Last night, the officiating, you could argue, cost the Lions the game. I would say also, Lions had five trips into scoring position, and they got five field goals. If any one of them turns into a touchdown, then they win the game. But it's a situation where they got to look at alternative means. Like, maybe they make any play challengeable. I've always maintained the coach has two challenges per game, or half, whatever it is. Is it half or game? I forget. They should be allowed to use them however they want. And if they want to challenge a hands to the face penalty, they should be allowed to do that if it's that critical, right?
Right.
Well, like, Belichick says.
Right, why not?
Yeah, if I give you a dollar of allowance, if you want to spend it all on iTunes, go ahead. You want to spend it all on candy, you should use that dollar however you want to spend it. And to me, the coaches should be in a situation that they should be allowed to use their challenges however they want. And I don't see the harm in that, but that's me.
Yeah. Adam, there's been a lot of talk about the next CBA with the preseason football and all that. But what about referees? Do you think anything will change in the next CBA, maybe full-time referees or even just accountability checks? Is there a chance that gets built into it?
Accountability checks for the referees in the CBA?
Well, I'm saying, you know, just as part of the entire negotiation process, we negotiate, we want full-time referees as players. You know, we're tired of this, and we want the NFL to employ them full-time. Yep. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Basically, they need to do something. Again, my solution is one of the things I would propose. The other thing is an eye in the sky that maybe they could have another camera up there or official in the booth up there that oversees all the calls. Anything. If they want to make officials full-time, to me it's a big enough business that there's no reason that these officials shouldn't be full-time. But the problem is many of them are lawyers or financial guys or doing whatever else. They're successful. They don't want to leave their other jobs unless the league pays them to leave the other jobs. So it's a hard thing to do. But you know what? Again, it's a big enough business. There's enough money at stake that you can't have people questioning the game. It's just not right. So I don't. There's a few alternatives, and it's up to them to figure it out. I don't think that's a part of the CBA, though. I think that's a separate issue.
All right, great stuff, Adam. Boy, a dollar allowance. I feel a little bad for your daughter, Dylan, if it's a dollar. I mean, that's kind of old school, too. But great job, and we love watching you. And, man, That was fun last night, dude. So good job, Adam. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you very, very much. And thanks for having me today. And we'll be in touch next week,
No problem. Thanks, Adam. Adam Schefter, courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. The blueprint for beating KC. And yes, fellas, we're going to have to do it. We left it alone yesterday, but we have to look at the Broncos offense, and we'll get there next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.